What happens when a desperate heiress offers $10,000 to a handsome stranger to seduce her father's gold-digging fiancé? Christina Cris Carrera, daughter of billionaire real estate mogul Marcus Carrera, finds herself backed into a corner when her father announces his engagement to Gloria Martinez, a former beauty queen 20 years his junior with a suspicious pattern of dating wealthy men. After failed attempts to reason with her father, Cris crafts a plan born of desperation. Enter Nate Reynolds, a striking waiter at Beverly Hills' exclusive Chateau Rose. With chiseled features and emerald eyes, he embodies everything Gloria typically pursues. Their worlds collide when Cris corners him after his shift with her proposition: seduce Gloria, prove her unfaithfulness, and walk away $10,000 richer. Amused and insulted, Nate counters with his own terms, $15,000 and a kiss from Cris, redeemable at his discretion. It's a power play that both infuriates and intrigues her. The tension between them is immediate and electric. While Cris navigates charity galas in Louboutins, Nate juggles three jobs to support his alcoholic father and college-bound sister. Their charade requires spending time together, and as they exchange glances across crowded rooms, the line between performance and authenticity becomes increasingly blurred. Behind Nate's reluctant agreement lies a complex web of family responsibilities. Since his mother's death 5 years ago, he's become the primary provider for his family, working multiple jobs, waiting tables, teaching swimming, and moonlighting as a mechanic. Nate barely keeps his family afloat. Medical bills from his mother's cancer have left them financially vulnerable, making Cris's offer nearly impossible to refuse. Cris carries her own emotional baggage. Abandoned by her mother at age 2 and raised by an absent father, she's built walls around herself. Designer handbags and curated social media substitute for genuine connections. Her mission to expose Gloria stems not just from protecting her father's assets, but from fear of being replaced in what little family she has left. During dinner at Mama Elena's, a Filipino restaurant where Nate's mother worked her first American job, they share intimate conversations about their losses, creating unexpected bonds that transform their business arrangement into something more complicated. Their fake relationship requires learning personal details about each other to convince Gloria. As they craft their cover story and stage intimate moments, chemistry between them grows undeniable. Their first staged encounter succeeds. Gloria shows immediate interest in Nate, confirming Cris's suspicions. Yet Cris feels unexpectedly jealous. Tension peaks at the Santa Monica Pier. On the Ferris wheel, Nate reminds Cris of her promised kiss, teasing her with touches and whispers that leave her struggling to maintain composure. The ride restarts before anything happens, breaking the moment but leaving both frustrated about their arrangement's boundaries. Their relationship transforms when Nate's father is hospitalized. Cris drives them there and returns with food after taking his sister home, revealing a caring side beneath her ice queen persona. Later, on Nate's secret hilltop overlooking Los Angeles, Cris asks him to kiss her. Their first kiss escalates passionately, but Nate deliberately pulls away just as Cris approaches climax, leaving both unable to deny their intense attraction. As their relationship deepens, complications emerge. At a dinner party, Nate is recognized from his escort past. Cris's uncle Roger confronts him, offering $50,000 to end the relationship, claiming they belong in different worlds. Cris has been volunteering at Mentor, a nonprofit for motherless girls. When their summer gala venue floods, she finds an alternative. At the event, she's surprised to see Nate's father looking healthier. During the father-daughter dance, Nate asks about long-distance relationships, making Cris realize she's fallen in love. Afterward, Cris suggests continuing their relationship remotely when she returns to Seattle, but Nate coldly replies, "I can't do this." Though he'd been clear about their deadline, Cris is devastated and ends things immediately. Heartbroken, Cris turns to her 3 S's strategy: shopping, spa, and sex. She attempts the 3rd S with an old flame, but their encounter is cut short when they run into Nate at a soccer game, leading to a bitter confrontation. Chris returns home to find her father and Gloria with her contract with Nate. When confronting Nate, she learns Roger offered him money to end their relationship. Before explanations, Chris admits, "I fell in love with you." Their reconciliation is interrupted when Roger recognizes a cafe regular named Gemma, claiming she's Chris's aunt, who supposedly died decades ago. The truth emerges. Gemma is actually Chris's biological mother, who faked her death to escape an abusive husband after he discovered her affair with Roger. Roger and Gemma had fallen in love despite Roger being intended for Gemma's sister, Mariana. When both women became pregnant, Mariana with another man's child, stillborn, and Gemma with Roger's baby, they arranged for Mariana to raise Chris. Years later, Gemma contacted Mariana, who then abandoned Roger and Chris without explanation. Despite her initial fury, Chris chooses to move forward, building a relationship with Gemma while Roger offers weekly dinners and reduces his travel to strengthen their bond. With their relationship restored and family secrets revealed, Nate and Chris tackle their greatest challenge, maintaining connection while living apart. They establish nightly calls, Sunday video chats, and quarterly visits as their lifeline. Nate advances his career with a lead role in a psychological thriller, with Chris as his strongest advocate. Their separation ends when Chris accepts a director of fundraising position at Mentor's Los Angeles office. Their wedding at a 15th-century Tuscan castle becomes a media sensation, with Chris's Sarah Burton gown capturing global attention. Yet amid paparazzi and celebrity guests, they maintain intimate touches, handwritten vows, family heirlooms, and personal traditions. In the castle's ancient rose garden, they reflect on their journey from their first meeting, she calculating and distant, he suspicious and guarded, to now. Dancing beneath Tuscan stars, they understand their love's true value lies not in fame or wealth, but in moments of complete understanding and how they've helped each other heal. What began as a cold business arrangement blossomed into love transcending social barriers, past hurts, and public scrutiny. Chris and Nate initially define themselves through external factors. She through designer possessions and family name, he through financial responsibilities and self-sufficiency. Their relationship forced both to confront these limitations, revealing how superficial success markers often mask deeper emotional needs. Through volunteering and her relationship with Nate, Chris discovered her worth beyond bank accounts and status. Meanwhile, Nate overcame his prejudice against wealth, recognizing that emotional poverty can exist amid material abundance. Their story shows that true connection requires vulnerability rather than transaction. Small moments reveal this truth. Their first laugh over failed cooking, his unguarded expression at his childhood home, her tears when he defends her to his judgmental family. Their journey created a relationship bridging their different worlds without erasing either's identity. Their happily ever after suggests that love might be the most valuable currency, healing wounds, bridging divides, and creating connections no financial transaction could replicate.